This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 29. What will it take to be successful? Our passage comes from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right, and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The coming of a new year is a time to look ahead and ask ourselves, what are we hoping for in the coming year? What are our dreams and aspirations? What will we do with our lives? Will we make a difference in this world? Will we be successful? Some are hoping to graduate this year. Others are looking for a promotion. Still others are hoping for healing. Many are hoping to make a new start in life, and all of us are hoping for a good year ahead. Whatever our hopes or resolutions may be for the new year, let's take a few moments to ask ourselves, what will we do for people who are down and out? How do we plan to imitate our Lord in reaching out to people who are outcasts, who need help, encouragement, and a new start? Will we take the words of our Savior seriously as He tells us that anything we do for people such as these, we're doing for Him? Some people I know bring a warm meal to long-term residents in a rundown motel. Others are active in prison ministry. Others pray daily for people who are alone and in need, and still others generously share their resources. A bookmark in my Bible says, "Success has nothing to do with what you gain in life or accomplish for yourself. It's what you do for others." And that's what Jesus teaches. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, fill us with compassion for people who are least in the eyes of this world. Open our eyes to the needs of the people around us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.